try finding one.
You find it easily, otherwise.
Yeah,
We'll try to conclude our discussion of Harchakos and Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei today. The Raman Sifei tells us, Asur Leishev al Safsal Aruch Shemis Nad Nedes. A person is not allowed to sit on a long bench that is moving, that moves, that shakes, where it is not attached to the wall, together with his wife who is a nida. Okay, what is this based on? So the Mordechai in Shabbos Simen Reish Lamed Ches, quotes from a Ravan who quotes from Rashi. B'zeh halashon, aser leishev al kisei aruch, asher ishto nida yoshev asalav. You're not allowed to sit on a long chair, a long bench, that your wife, who's a nida, is sitting on as well. Okay, that's all it says. No mention of misnad nedes, or not misnad nedes, nothing to do whether it's stationary or flimsy or shaky. You're not allowed to sit on the same chair, even a long chair, that your wife, who's a nida, is sitting on. The Ravan himself, this is the Mordechai quotes from the Sefer Tzafnas Paneich, which is the Ravan b'shem Rashi. The Ravan himself, Simon Shin Lamed Hei, just says, Lo Yeshe b'moshava, thank you so much, that his husband should not sit on the chair of his wife, who is Anita. Rabbi Carr points out that the Sefer Ora, which is one of the Svarim that are Miuchas to Rashi's base Medrash, has the same lotion as well. Again, it's the Ravan quoting this from Rashi. The Sefer Or from Rashi's Beis Medrash has as well the same formulation of Lo Yeshev B'moshava. The Rabbi Carr points out that you get the impression within some Rishonim, and the Sefer Or specifically, that the basis of certain harchakos that we have, or at least the original reason, has something to do with Tumah V'Tahara. So this instance of the Sefer Or, that which is quoted B'Shem Rashi, of Lo Yeshev B'moshava, smacks of a Mishka V'Moshe type halacha, which is a Tumah V'Tahara type halacha, not because of a chashash of Negiah per se, not because of a chashash of Kiruv Das per se, but actually going back to a time where Makbid on Tumah V'Tahara. So he points out that if you read the whole excerpt from the Sefer Ora, this is Chelik Beis, Hilchos Nida, in the Sefer Ora. So he begins, Kelim Shanida no Gas Behen, the Kelim that a Nida touches. Nowadays, we're not makrim Tumah V'Tahara, so there's no consequence of touching a kli that Anita has already touched. We're not makrim Tumah V'Tahara. And if we were makrim, there would be no potential of Tahara anyway, unless we have paradum, etc., for certain things. So therefore, there's no impediment to a husband touching or using the kelim that his wife, who's Anita, uses. Aval, even though we're not makbid on the kelim shanid the nogaspan, aval machmirin anu al asmenu the ein anu ochlin mekar achas. We are machmir on ourselves not to eat from the same plate. Lo mishirei machala and shirei ochel. Lo yoshvid al moshav. We don't sit on her chair. Lo mekablim klum mida miyada el al yidei achir. You don't. It's a hashanta. You don't accept something directly from your wife, who is a nida. So we give her her own kalim and her own sheets, her own pillows, her own blankets to use b'meini dusa. And then when she's Torah, at least that which got dirty or has a stain, has a kesem, we wash. Ushar. The others you could just rinse. So it sounds like there's, Rabbi Carr points out, it sounds like there are multiple elements at play here. So technically speaking, we're not makbid in Tumah V'Tahara at all. Nevertheless, there are certain things that he frames in the same context as harchakos that we're familiar with. And then he says that there is a hergel aveira element as well, even though, strictly speaking, there's no iser tumah. So you may get the impression that originally some of these things may have been more to the Tara related. They're preserved because even though that's to the Tara, there could be a hergel aveira aspect as well. But the lashon specifically of lo yeshev and lo shava, as opposed to sitting on the same chair, it doesn't say don't sit on the same chair as your wife is a nida, which is a formulation of the Ravan, but it says don't sit on her chair. So don't sit on her chair sounds like don't use her kalim, don't use those things that could have Tumah V'Tahara ramifications. So the Hishtalshlus is that there's also a Hergel Aveira reason, and presumably these practices wouldn't have been preserved without the Hergel Aveira reason, but V'Makor, there could be a Tumah V'Tahara component as well. And Rabbi Karp thinks that could be the Beis Yosef quotes the practice of rinsing out the Beis Yosef in the end of the sermon here, but it's a practice of rinsing out the cup that your wife who's a nida used before you use the same cup, even if the cup's empty. It's no longer an issue of shirei kos, shirei mashka, because it's empty. Nevertheless, there's a minhag of rinsing it out, so maybe that's also because of some kind of concern, at least originally there's some kind of concern of Tumah V'Tahara. And he thinks also maybe that explains, or that's the basis of what the Pisklei Tshuva quotes we saw a couple times ago from the Yad Eliyahu, that the Isser of Shirei Kos doesn't apply, Shirei Mashka, Shirei Kos doesn't apply, excuse me, if she started drinking it before she's Pirus Anida, and then she's Pirus Anida. Because if it's all Tumah V'Tahara based on some level, then there's clearly no Chashash Tumah if she drank the contents before she became a Nidah. So, on some level, that's Rabbi Karp's argument that there may be a Tumah V'Tahara basis of some of these Harchakos. But, in the Mordechai, which is the partially the source of the Surma, as we'll go on to explain, there the Lashon isn't Lo Yeshev B'Moshava, but Aser Leishev Al Kisei Arach Asher Ishtam Nidah Yishavas Alav. So there you don't have that that mashmas. Abila does a may, neither the Ravan nor the Mordechai nor these who showed you quoted so far have any distinction between a stationary bench, a stationary chair, and a chair that's flimsy or moves. That we find in other Rishonim. He also quotes in the Orchos Chaim distinction that a person shouldn't sit on a sasal she'eno kavua, on a non-stationary, non-permanent, non-nailed-in bench where it has the possibility of the misnane or misnanedas, where it can move due to the pressure or the effect of someone sitting on it. According to that, there's no issue with the stationary bench. The issue is only if it's moving. Shemus Hadashan in Simen Reish Nun Aleph. Shemus Hadashan in Simen Reish Nun Aleph is Mistapek. What's the din? Traveling in the same carriage with your wife who's a nida, even if the husband is going to be in the front, the wife's going to be in the back, they're not sitting next to each other. So the way the Shemus Hadashan frames the question is, are you allowed to travel with your wife who's a nida on a wagon for pleasure purposes, to be mitayel in the ganos of pardesim, not for business or functional reasons, but for pleasure. So the Truma Sedeshin seems to assume, the way he presents the question, that the Isser of Sasal Echad isn't merely a concern of a chashash negia, because if a husband's in the front and the wife's in the back, presumably there's no legitimate chashash negia, they're not sitting next to each other. But the concern is one of chiba, some kind of kirdas or chiba, that would exist if you're in a certain setting, even where there's no chashash negia. So the Truma Sedeshin, when he presents the question, doesn't mention sasal habisname per se. Now he is talking about a caravan which definitionally is moving and shaking, or could shake, but that's not how he frames the question. He assumes that the Isser is one of chiba, presumably, and the question is, if husband is in front, wife is in the back, is there still a problem? So the Truma Sedeshin writes that if it's a functional trip for some objective purpose, then there isn't really a concern of chiba, there's no real concern of kirdas, and therefore, even if there aren't other passengers in the wagon, it would be mutter for husband and wife to travel together on this wagon. The only issue is, if the Jewish tradition says, if you're sitting on a regular bench, even stationary, it sounds like, it could be a problem, because there could be some level of chiba of kiruv das. Because if you're traveling for a functional purpose that minimizes the concern of kiruv das, so there, even if the bench, so to speak, that you're sitting on, the caravan, is shaky, it's not a problem. And if you're sitting on a stationary bench just to enjoy the time together, then that could engender a problem of chiba kiruv das, even if it's stationary. And there, lechora, as the Ramah paskins based on the Sefer Agudah, there, having someone between you would presumably help. If the concern is only one of chiba, and you have someone sitting between husband and wife, then that should mitigate the chashash of chiba. But there is a machlokas here, the Taz and the Shach. What is the bottom line reason? Again, the way that the Ramah quotes it is, first, he has the formulation, the tziyun is mitzayin, the Mordechai, the Shem, the Ravan, the Shem Rashi, but although in reality, the Ramah is also basing himself on the Or HaChaim, because he limits the Isser to a Sasal Shemisna Nedes. So first he says, Asr Leisho Sasal Ar Shemisna Nedes, Benu Chaber Sakosu Kishishna Nida Yoshev Asalav. So that is a fusion of the Mordechai, the Shem, Ravan, the Shem Rashi, and the Or HaChaim. So here is a machlokas the Taz and the Shach. What is the primary reason behind this Isser Lahalacha? So the Shach writes here in Sifkat and Vav, the Ramah here is commenting on the Din and the Mechaber that we mentioned last time of sitting on her bed. So the Taz assumes that the concern both in sitting on a bed and the extension of sitting on a Safa Hamisna Nendes is one of Hergel Aveira or Hear Her. So if you're sitting on a flimsy bench where the movement of one can be felt by the other, then there's a concern of Hergel Aveira, a concern of Hear Her, and that is the basis of the Isser. The Shach, in the Nekudas HaKesef here, assumes no, it's not necessarily a concern of Hergel Aveira or Hear Her. The concern is either one of Negiya, or that it's Kiyashin Ima Bemita. The Shach writes, the Taz assumes, as we assume Lahalacha, that the Isser of Yashin Ima Bemita, or Yashin Al Mitasa, even without her, is not limited to lay down, to Shkiva, to Yashin, but it applies to Yeshiva as well, as we noted last time. And the Taz assumes that both Yeshiva on a bed and Yeshiva on a Safsal are predicated on the concern of Hear Her, Hergal Dabar. And the Shach is Masig Lodak. The Asalavishim Hear Her Hu, Elakeman the Misno Nedes, Havikinagia. So the reason for the Isser Safsal Misno Nedes is not because of Hear Her. It's because of Negiah. So the Taz assumed that just like Sasa Bisna Nenes is based on Hear Her, so too Yeshiva Alamita is based on Hear Her, and that's why he asers Yeshiva as well. And the Shach says, not necessarily. Sasa Bisna Nenes can be based on Negiah. Inami, Keva, and Dishneim Yoshvim, Allah Biachad, Havalaki Yashinim, Abimita, to Aser Afabisha E Nogin Zubazu. So it's analogous to Yashin Ibn Vita. What difference does it make if they're sleeping together in the same bed, laying down together in the same bed, or sitting on the same chair? All the same. But that's true irrespective of a Chashash Negiah. The Shach argues if that's the case, then you don't necessarily extend that to sitting on her bed, because sitting on her bed is not the same as two people laying down on the bed together. Okay, then the Rabbi writes, V'chelo yelech im ishto v'agola achas v'sfina achas im holech rak derech tiyo k'gola ganos v'par deysim v'chayosim v'zeh, that's the Tumas Hadeshen, aval im holech v'yer l'ir l'sorachav mutter af v'ishu ishto heim levada m'vad sheyesh v'v'derech shelo yigu zeh b'zeh. Okay. Now, in the middle piece of the Ramah, the Yesh Matirim Kisha Adam Acher Masik V'yesha B'neyem, that the Isser of Sasal Misnad Nedes is obviated or mitigated if you have someone sitting between husband and wife. So the Sefer Aguda, which is the source of this line of the Ramah, the Sefer Aguda says, either Adam O Teva, that if you have either a person be Masik, or an object be Masik, a box be Masik, that solves the problem. In the Ramah, he doesn't mention Teva, he just mentions Adam. Right? Yesh Matirim Kisha Adam Acher Masik V'yesha B'neyem. He doesn't mention Teva. So is that significant or not? Bali Shochan thinks that's significant, that's Dafka, even though the Agud is Mako on Teva, the Ramah only quotes Adam. So presumably, this should be dependent on the machlokas taz neshach. What is the primary concern over here? Is it a chashash negia, or is it a chashash of hear her? If it's a chashash of negia, so it doesn't make a difference whether, Rabbi Willig, I think, pointed this out, doesn't make a difference whether the husband and wife are separated by an inanimate object or by a person. As long as there's something between them, that's going to minimize the chashash negia. There are chashalchim things like the taz, that the ikar concern is that of negia. So if the concern is negia, it should follow that adam is lav dafka. If you have an object, an inanimate object, that'll obviate the chashash negia as well. If the chashash that concerns us is a negia per se, but kirav das. So kirav das is going to be mitigated by a person, but it's not going to be mitigated to that degree by an inanimate object. The fact that there's a bag between husband and wife is not going to limit the potential kirav das. Right, so whether the Ramah here is dafka or not, stands to reason, depends on this taz and shach, whether the primary concern is one of negia, which could easily be obviated by an inanimate object as well, or is the primary concern one of Kiradas, Hergalavera, hear her. Okay. Ramosha, Igras Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simon Sadi Beis, Yerdeh, Chelik Aleph, Simon Sadi Beis, discusses the application of Sasol Hamis Nanedes and the Trumas Hadeshen's wagon to our cars. Is a car considered a Sasol Hamis Nanedes? In which case, based on the Psak of the Ramah from the Trumas Hadeshen, it would be usher to take a pleasure ride, a non-functional ride together with your wife, who is a Nida, in the same car. That's the question that he addresses. So he says that a car is better than a wagon or a boat. The Ramah from the Trumas Hadeshen is talking about a wagon ride or a boat ride. So Ramosha writes, when the Ramah talks about the boat, he's talking about a small boat where any movement of one of the passengers is going to be easily felt by the other passenger. Or if you have a rickety wagon where any movement by one passenger is going to be felt by the other. But a car is more analogous to a big boat. The fact that you have, if someone else is a passenger in the car, that person's movement is not really going to have any effect on the other passenger. So Moshe says, as long as you take care of a chashash negia, there's either the husband is in front, the wife's in the back, wife's in front, the husband's in the back, or there's something between them, or there's something between them, maybe, then that would be enough to solve the problem. And it would be mutter to go on such a trip, even for pleasure purposes. Especially since, anyway, he says the Isser of Yeshiva al-Sasal Echad is fundamentally a chumrah. It doesn't appear in earlier sources. So we are machmir lalacha, but ein lecha, so to speak, al chidusha. So you don't have to extend that to our contemporary cars, where the nindur is minimal, if anything. He writes as well, that was Chelik Aleph Simen Sadi Beis. Deuter Moshe writes in Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Zayin, following up on what he wrote earlier, that as long as you take care of a chashash negia, it's mutter. Even if there's a little bit of movement that's affected, but the primary movement is from the car itself. And we view the bench in the car as mechuber lekosel. So just like the Rama writes, that if you have a bench that's attached to the wall, that's a problem. The Rama is only if it's not attached to the wall. So a seat in a car is essentially a bench attached to a wall, where there's no real concern of ninut. Okay. What about taking a walk for pleasure? The Aruch HaShulchan in Siv Kaf is concerned about this. The Aruch HaShulchan Aser is taking a walk for pleasure. Piskei Das, Amu, page Kuf Samachay, volume 1, page Kuf Samachay, Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Eliyashiv, that Rabbi Eliyashiv would quote this Aruch HaShulchan Mahalacha, that you're not allowed to take a walk for pleasure with your wife when she's in need, unless you have a kvias, that you go for a walk every Friday night, you go for a walk every Shabbos afternoon, if there's a kvias for a walk at a set time. So then Rabbi Morgenstern says that would be mutter. Chachmas Adam is matir, going for a walk with your wife across the board without qualification. And Rabbi Vadi writes as well, page Kuf Mem Dalid, that to Aser going for a walk is a chumra yisera, and we shouldn't add additional chumros above and beyond the chumros that are recorded in the classic sources. Rav Ozner distinguishes between a regular trip, where we saw Rav Moshe is a mekel going in a car together, even for non-functional purposes. Rav Ozner, in principle, subscribes to that heter. But he says if something is clearly recreational or semi-recreational, like his example is traveling to the mountains, I don't know what mountains he's talking about, there aren't too many mountains around Bnei Brak, but whatever mountains people travel to, so that he thinks would be a problem because that's clearly recreational and not at all functional. Or the old kind of train where there are separate cabins and you had a private cabin just for you and your wife, so that might be more analogous to the problematic agola, the Jerusha Deshen, which you couldn't travel on for pleasure. Ramosha, Chelet Beis Simen Pei Gimel, Chelet Beis Simen Pei Gimel, writes as follows. Going for a walk together to visit friends or stand for pleasure is mutter, not included in the Tumas Hadeshin's Isser. Going in a car together for pleasure, as Ramosha said he wrote earlier, that he was makel on as well. And what about if husband and wife have to both sit in the back of the car? So the Shaul said, better that someone should sit between them. The husband should sit on one side of the back, the wife should sit on the other side, the third person should sit in the middle. So Moshe writes, when the Rama says that if you're sitting on a bench, that's misnanded, that's its mutter, if someone else is sitting between you, that's where there's a lot of room. But if you're sitting in the back of a car where it's all squished, even if someone sits between you, maybe that won't help. Unless it's a relative. Meaning, Rav Moshe's writing there is that it's inappropriate that you want to solve your problem, the husband and wife shouldn't sit next to each other in the back of the car. So you're going to put someone else between husband and wife, so whatever gender that person is going to be squished against a member of the other gender. That's even worse for them. So you shouldn't solve your problem of trying to separate husband and wife by putting someone else between you, because then you're creating a new problem, unless a person is a relative of the husband. That's Ramosha's observation there. But the Eider quotes from Ramosha, page 201. That going on a walk just have a good time is not advisable, as opposed to going to get fresh air or to relax. That's a distinction that Rabbi Eider puts. Let's go back for a minute to beds. Vada Yisholchan is makel on a bunk bed. Vada Yisholchan is makel, could have husband and wife sleeping on the top and bottom of a bunk bed. Rav Eliashiv is quoted as being machmir by Rabbi Karp. And Rabbi Willi points out that maybe a bunk bed should be like a safal hamiznanit, because in theory, the movement of one could impact on the other. So according to the Taz, that the concern by Sassel Znanin is one of hear her, so maybe there's less of a concern of hear her in a bunk bed, because neither one sees the other. According to the Shachar, there's a Chashash Negiyah, so maybe there's also, you have the same Chashash Negiyah of Sassel Znanin. So it seems like most poskim are mafnir not to sleep in the same bunk bed, Vada Yisholchan notwithstanding. The Pesachei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Yod has a tzaruf Ian, whether a husband is allowed to listen to his wife sing when she is a nida. So he leaves that as a tzaruf Ian. Vavadya is Matir Mikra Din. Not you're listening to your wife sing, but he says a machmir tava la bracha. Rabbi Willig is makel on this. Rabbi Morgan's request for Yashiv is being machmir. In the Sefer Balei Lo Yibo, the Hanhagas of Shalom Zaman, he writes that Shalom Zaman was makel on Kolisha of Ishtanida. The Kisses Farm, most of the Kisses Farm seem to be Machmiris. Ramosha writes, Chayli Bey Simon Ayin Hey, Chayli Bey Simon Ayin Hey, Kosa Pesachei Tshuva. So he thinks that Min Haro'oi Lahachmir. Fine. What about seeing your wife's hair when she's anita? So, you're not allowed to look at. Siv Zayin. Lo yisaka lafila b'ikva v'lo b'mkama samachlusim shabab. So that which is normally covered, you're not allowed to look at. Avamut l'saka b'mkama samachlusim b'afabish n'nebriyasa. Okay? So hair is usually a makam mechusa. And Moshe writes, it's better than makam mechusa. Makam mechusa is an area that's generally covered, even in the home. But most women aren't machmir to always cover their hair in the home, if only their husband's home. So husbands used to seeing his wife without her hair covered at times. So that's better than Mekama Samachusim. So Moshe thinks that Ladina, there's no problem with a husband seeing his wife's uncovered hair when she's a Nida. Yikol Mokom, Hamach Mirvinyanim Eilim B'Shubach, Vim Efshar Rofen Tov V'Sholom, Hayatov L'Hachmir. Now Moshe says, this is what's generally assumed, that what do we mean by Mekamos HaMechusim? Mekamos HaMechusim are places that are generally covered even at home, even when there's no one else home. The rest of the sermon we kind of touched on one way or another in our previous shirim. I think we'll stop here. The Bechina will, Be'ezus Hashem, be available this coming Tuesday. And I do have the Bechinas to give back for those people who handed them back to me last time. Okay.